big book. It's like,
yeah, that look up comic book tattoo.
I'm going to.
Might as well, you know, just let it run for a bit while we wait for the pizzeria.
Get our mics all situated and checked.
I have not so much a something that could lead into a question that doesn't really have a lot to do with movies, but is a jumping off point.
Okay.
Yes, this is the one I have. I have comic book tattoo.
It's a good one. My buddy Dean Tripp's in it.
It's a good one. There was big news today that James Bond is no longer a martini man.
What?
Skyfall, which is in production right now, signed an agreement for, I believe, $45 million.
Holy Nikes.
With Heineken.
Oh, no.
I will confirm this because I found this story and I had to save it. This was in Forbes. This is on Forbes.com. Let's see.
Both of you got to choke up on your mics.
Get cozy.
So it just talks about every other way these... Okay.
I don't want to lean forward.
Thanks to a rumored $45 million deal reported by the Village Voice with Heineken, Bond is now a beer guy. And according to the British press, this is not sitting well with Bond fans, nor should it.
No shit.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
That he's been a martini man since forever.
Yeah. Shaken.
Always.
Not stirred.
Yeah. What the hell?
Well, after all, he is a Time Lord.
And so I have a
two-part
question to go along with this, which would be favorite Bond film.
Ooh.
And your secret agent character's beverage of choice. For instance, mine be whiskey. That'd be it. And then my problem is I love Pierce Brosnan so much because that's the Bond that we grew up with.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of that these came out current, which means they're cool.
I got the gold double feature, Goldfinger and Goldeneye, because those are like. You're right, Pierce Brosnan, that's the Bond we grew up with, but at the same time...
It's Goldfinger.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's Goldfinger. Like,
Goldfinger!
Exactly. That was my ringtone for the longest time, and so it just scared the crap out of me sometimes. Go, wow, 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 wow,
wow.
Who was that?
Like, I grew up kind of with a weird combo, because I always remember it was TBS or USA or something like that would show a Bond marathon. And so it'd be like three movies a day. And, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, you kind of cared for like the Connery ones. And then you took a break for a little while.
Yeah. Then jump back in like, a little bit later.
Looks like GoldenEye's on. Fantastic. I'm back.
doesn't FX do that now?
Don't they do
a Thanksgiving one?
Yeah. Something like that. Because I think TNN did it for a while, which became Spike. And Spike had
Now
Spike does Star Wars instead.
They do a lot of marathons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Me too.
But Connery was just such a delightfully womanizing gentleman. Like he was so bloody. He'd be like, yes, hello, lady. Take off your clothes, and I'm going to schmang it. Like, it's just like, what the fuck? Like, you're so debonair, I don't care that you're a chauvinist. Like, that's fantastic.
He was pretty fabulous.
And it's pretty damn hard to look badass when you're wearing, like, banana yellow short shorts.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
It's just like, oh, my God.
That's such a good point.
Like,
holy crap.
There you go.
I just enjoy that one. It's just that one trumpet,
the trill. Yeah,
yeah,
it's nice.
But what would be your super, super spies drink of choice?
I think I would also have to go whiskey. But it's one of those things where like I think about it, and it's just like, God damn, there's something just so classy about a martini, like just a straight up martini. Like, it's one of those things where it's like whiskey, classy. Whiskey on the rocks, it's okay there, because then you have that twist, because, you know, whiskey chilled, not no, yeah, you know, it, right. It's just, I don't know. I think it would have to be probably straight whiskey, like good whiskey, damn
good
whiskey.
Oh, yes.
If not whiskey, then I would say rum. But then I feel like it would be a weird ass like Bond Pirates of the Caribbean crossover.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah.
That association has grown stronger since,
which is annoying.
Pirates of the Caribbean came out.
I like my rum and I'm not a damn pirate.
Well, you're not wearing bandanas anymore.
So you think. I have five on me, guess where?
Your Uncle Tone of bandanas.
Uncle Tone of bandanas.
Not beers, bandanas.
Yeah. Gotta figure out something.
Shit. Blola, what about you?
Well, my sister is a huge James Bond fan.
You gotta get closer.
I'm sorry. Maybe. Yeah,
maybe. Boom.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. My sister is a huge James Bond fan, so I watched a lot of the James Bond movies with her, and I just go for the typical classics. I love Goldfinger, Man with the Golden Gun, To Russia with Love.
From Russia with Love.
Yeah. That's
so
good stuff.
I love some of those ones. I love the scene where Sean Connery and those two gals are like beating the crap out of him, Bambi and
Thumper. Yeah.
I love that scene. It's just so awesome.
Hello, Disney.
And he ends up like drowning her in the pool. Pretty fabulous.
Classy.
Moonraker. Can't go wrong.
Oh yeah.
But I like you guys grew up with the Pierce Brosnan ones. So
except for the last one, I wash my hands of that.
Yeah.
His last one was
the one with Halle Berry.
The one with Halle Berry. I mean, she did her darndest.
Tomorrow Never Died?
No.
Die Another Day.
Yeah. I remembered it was a dying one.
And we had this confusion before on the episode, another episode. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we did.
I didn't hate
Tomorrow Never Dies.
That movie.
The World Is Not Enough, and then Die Another Day. I think that was the order of the last three Pierce Brosnan ones.
I know. Most they all die in the title. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Just kind of go GoldenEye, they could have just...
Like, they just stopped with GoldenEye.
I like GoldenEye. I thought it was one of those movies where it was like, damn, that was sweet.
Yeah, but the motorcycle and helicopter scene and the other one, you'd miss out on that.
Yeah. And Waylon,
right? Right?
Right here.
Who knew, right?
I didn't even think about that. I didn't know you were in that Bond movie.
And I was sexy.
Yeah. And Asian.
I never thought I'd do that about Dan. See? Hiding things.
But wow.
Yes.
But my dad's motorcycle is the same model as is used in that that chase scene. So.
I wouldn't recommend to try to flip a girl around it though, Adam.
No, probably
while
not.
Being handcuffed. Difficult. Unless you're in the circus. That feels like kind of a circus
challenge,
magician-y
down.
Kind of thing to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I could pick one. Because if I pick one, my sister will probably...
Okay, so...
Flog you.
She wants...
A little bit.
How about this? She wants to watch one, but she leaves it up to you. What one would you probably suggest first that she shoots down for her choice instead anyway?
You totally just restated the question.
No, it's not that. It's
situational.
Yes.
Right.
BST is quiet.
She's more of a Sean Connery fan. So if I recommended any of the Pierce Brosnan ones, she'd be like, nah, maybe.
Okay, she'd so probably, you've narrowed it down that far.
Yeah, she'd probably either go Goldfinger or Man with a Golden Gun.
Yeah, get in there.
Yeah. Is my mic still weird? I'm sorry.
It's not picking up well. Gotta angle it.
Oh, that reminds me. I saw the new Muppet movie, and I thought about you the whole time, Adam.
I still haven't seen it.
Epic
really?
Fail.
It's right there if you want to borrow it.
Do it.
We should.
It's good. We could watch it down and see.
No drums. Jack Black says no.
Okay, now it's a little
in control.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
That's better already. Okay.
The drink, I would have to either go a Strongbow. Or mojitos, but depends. It's circumstantial, because if it's like hot and out like on beach, it would totally be mojito.
Senor Bond.
But Bond, for the longest time, up until Heineken killed it, martinis everywhere. So this would be the everywhere drink.
The everywhere drink.
Yes.
So I'm going to make you choose.
I'd have to go with a Strongbow.
There you go. I was going to say that seems like, you know, the classy. Would you go as far as a specific brand?
Strongbow.
I'm dumb. I changed it to cider in my mind.
That's okay.
And I was like, oh yeah, because I was thinking Crispin for some reason. I was just perpetuating that whole British Isles secret agent.
Magners.
Maybe. I would have to say Sean Connery is my all-time favorite. You just can't beat the original. It's Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Sean Connery.
Yeah, but which
movie?
Well,
and all the girls' names and were as far fabulous as, in those ones.
As far as which movie I would pick, well, Goldfinger is just fantastic.
Right?
But
Thunderball.
From Russia with Love is also just right up there for me. Especially for one of the fight scenes in that, where they're inside one of the train cars and he's just fighting this one other guy and the lights are kind of flickering and it's like beating the crap out of each other and using the environment around them to maim the other person. And yeah, it's just gritty and cool. really well coordinated, I thought. But anyway, so Sean Connery is definitely tip top for me. Followed closely by Pierce Brosnan. Yeah.
I feel kind of weird saying it, but like the Daniel Craig movies, they're cool and like they're really fast paced and everything, but like whenever I'm watching them, I'm just like, holy shit, Jason Bourne and James Bond had a kid and it's Daniel Craig.
Like, yeah, no kidding.
I mean, they're fun to watch, but to me it's I don't know. It's like a I don't know how to put it. I don't like them as much.
There's kind of that they kind of took the who would win in a fight between James Bond and Jason Bourne and just turned it into what would it be like if James Bond and Jason Bourne had a baby instead?
And then named it James Bond.
Yeah. They both have the initials JB.
It's true.
Which is interesting, I suppose. If you look at it that way.
What about James Bond Jr.? Anybody remember that cartoon? Hi-yo, he had a mullet. No, really?
Okay, never mind. I skipped that.
Fuck. Google it. It's not that great. Anyway. It's pretty good.
What can you do?
So we had a little nostalgia trip there.
Woo!
Beverage-y?
Yeah. I think I'll grab a Dr. Pepper.
No, I mean,
what would your drink be?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Pepper.
Shaken, not stirred.
I was leaning toward a gin and tonic, actually. It's kind of got that same level of class as the
tastes like
martini.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, maybe he's sort of a...
it's the martini for the
he was raised by lumberjacks. Yeah, yeah,
it's a lumberjack and you don't care.
Sorry. The Viking secret agent.
Yeah.
With a lot of class. Scandinavian.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, then you can bring back the Bond girl named Christmas.
He downs a few of those and eats a lutefisk. Be good. He builds up his immunity to poison that way. Tastes like shit, but I love it. Man, all I'm saying is, okay, if he's Britain's like secret agent man, what would Canada's secret agent man be? Because I'm putting my money down right now. Uncle Tone. Uncle Tone is the template.
Definitely bearded.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely
and flannel
bearded.
Tuxedos.
Perhaps barrel-chested. Just...
I feel like the eligibility requires that you are Canadian, though.
Yeah, no.
Bear-like.
Tone lives in the woods. He is a man of his own domain.
See, because I was going to say, you know, what about Will Shatner? But no, he's...
You have to be able maybe to complete a whole day. Sentence.
He seems maybe more like a prime minister at this point than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be so appropriate. Yeah. The money's loony. Shatner's the prime minister. Canada would become the coolest place on earth. It'd be like an amusement park, except fucking huge.
Dan Aykroyd has to be in there somewhere, and Michael J. Fox.
Dan Aykroyd would be the Minister of Defense.
Martin Short.
Martin Short, definitely.
Dude, could we just have like the Three Amigos and the fucking Ghostbusters, like with Captain Kirk flying the ship? Fucking A. I would move to Canada. Like that.
Whoa, that'd be amazing.
What was that?
That's pizza.
Oh.
That's pizza, pizza, pizza.
Indeed.
Whoop. Then guess pizza.
And let's see. Who else is Canadian and awesome? Totally. Aside from several of my relatives.
Chris Jericho, Christian, Edge. There's a shitload of wrestlers. Ryan Reynolds is Canadian, yes.
The gal who played Samantha on Sex and the City, she's from Vancouver, I think.
Who the hell is that? She was also, right over the head.
I don't know.
She was also in one of the Star Trek movies. She played Vulcan. She was awesome.
There was Colin Kim from.
Oh, okay.
Colin from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Colin Farrell. Or no, not Colin Farrell.
Not Colin.
Colin Mockery.
Colin Mockery. That's it.
And Ryan Stiles.
And Ryan Stiles
with his wicked shoes.
Ryan Stiles is Canadian too.
Okay.
I missed that show. Can we bring that show back, please?
I think they've tried several times, but it didn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same appeal as it once did, I guess.
But it's... now Ryan Stiles is the was the spokesperson for like Bissell or some absurd brand. Pizza!
Pizza!
Hey, pizza!
Me want pizza!
Dave out.
Okay, yeah. Let's adjourn briefly for a pizza.
Good plan. Scooting did not go so well this time.
It's good.
Oh man, I'm gonna start coughing seriously.
Maybe I'll have to just pick up a bottle.
Food is so wonderful. What?
I've heard that it's a good mixer.
Yes, it's Jameson Light. Is the official opinion that I'd put out there, where it's, I mean, you can drink it alone. It's not gonna bite you. And then you can mix it, and it mixes well, where it's not overpowering the drink itself. And I need to get a paper towel.
I have the lumberjack song stuck in my head. Thanks, guys.
Sorry.
Actually, I have something.
Actually, that's a better
spin. I was going to play the bit, if you'd like a paper towel.
Thank you, sir.
The bit from the comedian that Emily and I saw on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Please do.
Let's hear it.
Because
but it's better than the other Monty Python song I was singing for like a whole week, was Sit on Your Face and Tell Me That You Love Me. Which is not really appropriate to sing at work.
Mm.
You'd think that.
It depends on where you work, I guess.
Our two finalists, Ernie Bauer from Anoka, Minnesota, Gracie Joe coming from Monaco Road. Finalists are leaving the practice area. Up to the table, coin toss in the air. Gracie Joe wins, has decided to go first. That's a move. Gracie Joe, the only veteran in the field. Last year's rookie of the year. Up to the table, picks up the pistol, spins the chamber's gun to his head. Somebody stop him! Joe, what a competitor! He came here to play! I'd like to thank our sponsor, the National Rifle Association. And this match is moving right along. I don't think I have to remind anyone, this is sudden death. And here comes Ernie. Ernie just came off the disabled list. He's regained almost full use of his left side.
No.
He'll be playing right-handed today. He's walking up to the table now. Step drag.
Oh.
Step drag, stumble, drool. Now he's ready. Picks up the pistol, spins the chamber's gun to his head. Oh, he's asked for a timeout. I can't say that I blame him. They're playing for over $500. Winner take all. Loser actually goes in the hole on this one. Now he's ready. Steps back in, picks up the pistol, spins the chamber's gun to his head. Oh, he's asked for another time off. If Arnie's not careful, Crazy Joe's gonna get a penalty shot. Oh, now he's ready. Steps back in, picks up the pistol, spins the chamber's gun to his head. Bang! Thud. He's struggling to his foot. We have a winner. I think some of us have a little bit of difficulty laughing about death, dying, and funeral. But all we're forgetting is that the first three letters of funeral spell fun. And if you unscramble the letters in funeral, it spells real fun. Yes. I had to get out a piece of paper and a pencil. When I was down in Des Moines, I had to stop the show for an hour.
So that was Wild Bill Bauer.
I'd love to hear. You can be mean to me.
We can listen to this too. This is a guy who did the Toast song.
Oh, nice. That song? Is that what you want? Yeah. Okay.
Haywood Banks.
This is a song I wrote for my older sister. You know, an older sister is a gift that just keeps on giving. You big loser! You big loser! But they like me in Minneapolis. So, this is called You Can Be Mean to Me. You can be mean to me, mean as you want to be. Just say anything that you like. You can be nasty and catty and cruel and unusual. Twist my nose with your fingers. Trip me while I carry liquids. But as you pin me down, my arms down on the ground, and your spit drips into my face. Deep in the back of your mind, remember at some point you'll have to fall asleep. And when you fall asleep into your room, I'll creep. Did something move in the dark beneath your bed? And then a voice you hear, it's calling loud and clear. A voice that is your own, a voice that's saying,
lovable dye, blue as the sky. Don't ask me why. There's things that one can do with Bengay, Nair, and a super glue. Don't the thought just give you a thrill? I think the meek shall inherit because they'll stay up late and change the will. And when you fall asleep into your room, I'll creep. Did something move in the dark beneath your bed? And then a voice you hear, it's calling loud and clear. A voice that is your own, a voice that's saying, that's the end of the song.
That just reminds me of some of the stuff I used to do to my siblings.
As an older sister, that'd be applicable.
Yeah. But I was more like the younger brother buying stuff to get like them back. Like I put rubber snakes in my sister's bed, and you know those like plastic bubble things that you get for like a nickel or a quarter out of the vending. So I put a little Ken the Barbie's head in one and glued it to my brother's ceiling above his bed. Because, you know, that's creepy. And, just a number of other things. That was a really bad older sister, I think.
I shouldn't say anything about James and my adventures in Brotherhood. He's a guest on here, too.
Yeah. Well, there's something.
Okay, let's put it this way. I just think of all the adventures we had when we were little, and I kind of look back at it and go, he just wanted to see if I'd do it. Like when he made a grappling hook out of one of those things that you hang on the closet door to put your hangers on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tied twine to it. Hooked it up on the roof like a grappling hook.
Okay, that's kind of awesome.
I made it 4.5 feet before it snapped.
Okay, that's sad, but kind of awesome.
Wearing a superhero mask made out of a diaper. And a cape made out of a blanket.
You get some serious
shots. Wow.
For that one.
Yeah. You wonder where I get it from.
My sister and I, we had dressed my brother up as Kokoum one summer. Because we had a play teepee that was just like cloth and 4 pieces of wood. And you just like fold it out and put it in the yard.
Right.
And so, yeah, mom came home from work one time to find us in the front yard with my brother's hair looking like a porcupine because we couldn't make it a mohawk because his hair was too short, so we just, like, ponytail bindered it, like, all over his head. And he was just in, like, his underwear, and we had, like, taken magic marker and, like, done the tattoos that Kokoum have, so we colored in, like, red handprints on his chest. And a band on his arm and a couple of other, like, he was just covered in magic marker, basically.
Been there.
It was so much fun, though. And he just took it. He was such a good younger brother.
Peter.
Siblings.
And none of us had the benefit of being the older sister, so...
Yeah.
Especially the sister part.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't know, though, but when my brother and I fight over rotisserie chickens, now I always lose. So.
He's bigger than you.
Exactly. And he'll stay bigger than me for a long while, I'm thinking.
Comes back to haunt you. Watch out for the magic marker.
Soon.
Coming for your head.
So everyone's feeling just about good?
Yeah, let's get situated.
Beverages for anyone before we get into full swing?
I will save this one for later.
I might grab some more pizza here in a little bit. That's the first food I've had today.
I'm a Subway.
Woo! Emily took me to Noodles & Company.
I saw that on the Facebook, and I was really confused, because I'm like, isn't he at work? I was like, oh, wait.
That is right.
I had a bowl of multigreen Cheerios and leftover mac and cheese with mixed in mustard and some French's fried onions and a leftover ham that I cubed up.
Awesome. I was like, a whole ham?
Yes. No, damn. I bought one of those Lund's golden labeled hams, because if you get one of those and with a coupon, then you got a $10 gift card, which was awesome.
Oh, nice.
Huh.
So you get ham and a gift card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ham me out.
Yes.
Sorry. Shut up, Adam.
Yeah, we could do a spin-off show with a culinary theme.
Yeah.
What food did you eat today, 20-something?
Nothing! Yay!
It's all manufactured food.
Yep.
Whoa. That is all I ate.
But that
today,
pizza
basically.
Hut is friggin' delicious.
Yeah, that was some good pizza.
Yeah. Gonna let that settle for a moment. Because there's still the Cinestix as well.
Oh, I forgot about the Cinestix. I'm excited for
five-minute break.
Cinestix. Maybe, yeah.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
It's charging right now, so when you need it.
Okay.
It just makes me miss the cactus bread from Decora.
I can,
Well, it's from Pizza
I can do
Ranch,
this.
But it's in Decora.
Can I do this? Yeah, I think I can. Yeah, that'll work.
Comfy enough?
Yeah.
Not stressed too far.
Little eye strain, but I'll be okay.
Well, doesn't it turn sideways? Potentially?
Well, I can go this far to the side with it, and I can turn my head so I'm in the
No,
the
I mean,
mic,
if
so
you go to landscape, the
font
size
bigger.
Will be bigger.
Well, I can see the phone just fine. That doesn't really
you
matter.
You said eye Thought I'd help.
That's
I'm
more
just
looking.
Trying to help.
That's more looking extremely to the left. That is causing the eye strain.
Oh, I see the corner thing.
Yes,
so
looking
move your
out
head.
The corner of my eye. I can't because then it won't be
it's
square with the mic.
Well, you got to. You got
a
orbit.
Very narrow field.
You got to orbit.
But even if I'm like over, well, if I'm over here, you lose a lot of it. I mean, this is as far as you can.
I just
right
have a nice
here
one.
Is.
But I bought my.
This is your range. Right here.
One, two, three, go, Adam.
About right here. That's about as far as you can go. That's as far as you can orbit.
Okay.
Yep.
Wait.
Me.
Caca! Fired.
Ready? All right, so we do our moment of silence. Frank House. And then... standard in-flight safety information, as we're referring to it now.
Hey,
refrain from the physical violence first. Yeah. That's rule number zero.
Says you.
Don't abuse your fellow guests' microphones
as well as you can
or bodies.
So basically, what happens is open up the show, introduce Adam. We'll banter for a second and a half, then we'll do all the plugs that we're going to do, then we'll introduce you guys, then you're allowed to talk, and then you get to talk as much as you want, as long as it's not side conversations, because those are really a bitch to edit.
Woo!
And I've already taken the photo, so I'm covered there this time.
Yes!
And we got
perfect.
That. I think we got everything. Go team. Alright.
Bless you. Those days.
Ah, I was waiting for that. He's dead. He's down. Okay. Now we're ready. I have sneezed, but there's no guarantee I won't sneeze again. So we'll see. Could be an interesting night.
That's okay. I've gotten the hiccups the last two times I was on those shows, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh.
See if I'm through for three.
Here we go.